Welcome to Podcast Ed, the podcast of RedefinedOnline.org, covering the stories behind the new definition of public education. On this episode, Step Up for Students senior writer Lisa Bowie speaks with LaToya Bell, mom to 9-year-old Cameron, and an independent living specialist for the Children's Home Society of Florida. LaToya talks about what it's like to have a child with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, and how an education choice program like the Florida Tax Credit Scholarship can change a child's life by removing them from a path that leads to frustration and failure and putting them on a path that leads to self-confidence and success. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Hi, everybody. Today I have with me Ms. LaToya Bell. She is a busy mom as well as a social worker. So I just wanted to talk with her about her experience with her daughter and school choice. So welcome, LaToya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell me first about your job, a little bit about your job as a social worker and what you do and how you have in the past worked with families, younger children, and who you work with now.
So I currently work for Children's Home Society here in Leon County. I am an independent living specialist. I work with young adults who technically age out of the foster care system. They are able to remain in our care from the age of 18 to 23. There are multiple programs that they can enter into depending on whether or not they need to continue their high school education or if they want to go off to college. They're able to use work as a qualifying activity for our programs. In the past, I've worked as a case manager and I work with infants and adolescents. I work closely with the families. I work with the parents who the children's who were removed from, and I would work with the caregivers who they would be residing with. So whether it be a licensed care family, foster family, or a relative placement or a non-relative placement, oftentimes I would have to engage with those families to make sure we got the proper services for the children. Part of that would be, of course, their educational needs. And given that I've been blessed with the Step Up for Students scholarships, I would often mention it to the caregivers. If they mentioned to me that their child was having difficulties in school, whether they were on an IEP or any type of other educational plan, I would suggest the scholarship just because of the fact that it seems like they needed a little more attention. Especially being in the foster care system, it can be difficult for them to obtain a good education.
Mm-hmm. Now, you knew about that scholarship program because of your daughter, Cameron. So tell me a little bit about Cameron.
So Cameron is now 9. Actually, it's her birthday is Monday, so she'll be 10. She is a very fun, loving child. Like, she's always happy. I've never seen such in a person. I mean, she's just always happy, upbeat. Cameron was born in Panama City. She attended Head Start program. She was actually born premature, but she developed well. She went to Head Start. She started immediately at Head Start. She wasn't able to start until she was about 8 weeks just because of the fact she was premature, or not 8 weeks, 3 months old. Once she was able to get in the Head Start program, I started noticing through once she got into pre-K that she was a little hyper than normal kids. She would be fidgety, kind of antsy, anxious at times. She definitely is very smart. She does well in school. She's an AB honor roll student, always has been since she's been in school. But for the most part, we discovered that she does indeed have ADHD and a little bit of impulsivity with that.
How did that affect her at
her school? Was she in a traditional district school at first?
Yes, we were living in Gulf County at the time. She was in public school there. Of course, they only have one elementary school and one high school. It's a very small community. She, in kindergarten, they had four kindergarten classrooms, which the classroom sizes were pretty large. I myself, as a parent, just felt that there was something going on with her just because of how hyper she was. You know, her impulses were just, you know, if something comes to her mind, it has to come out. It's not like, you know, wait a minute, sweetheart, give me a second. It's like, no, I need to tell you right now. It's almost like it's eating her up inside. And I took her to the doctor and, you know, I told her, hey, this is what's going on. Her doctor did indeed diagnose her with ADHD. I did make that her teacher at the time aware, and it was almost as if she did not know how to deal with it. Not that she didn't like my daughter, but it was just sometimes I feel like teachers are not trained well enough to be able to deal with children who may have some type of mental health disorder, whether it's big or small. With that being said, I started inquiring about her going to the private school in our community. And of course, the scholarship would only cover her for kindergarten year for half a day, which wouldn't have worked for me, being that I was a working mom and a full-time student myself. So come first grade, we were able to get into the private school. That's when we were introduced to the Step Up for Student Scholarship.
Let's see. You mentioned her teacher didn't understand how to really deal with children with ADHD. What happened? Did your daughter get in trouble all the time for blurting out things in class? I mean, what was going on in there?
So, as I said before, she's very fidgety. Like her body's always in motion. You can tell her, hey, can you be still for a second? And she'll be still for a second. It's like she can't really, it's almost like she can't control her movements at times. Like her body, it's like her brain is telling her body needs to constantly be in motion, where your average person or even child would be tired. But the issue was the school at the time, they had a book that they graded the children on as far as their behaviors on a daily basis. And it was a color scheme. And depending on your behavior, that's what color you got for the day. And I noticed it was a pattern that my daughter was getting yellows. Yellow and red are the worst. They had what they call a sore party every quarter or every month. And what the sore party was, like they get treats and gifts and things like that. Well, if you get so many yellows or so many reds, you're not invited to the sore party. You know, the first time I was like, okay, maybe, you know, she's just was talking, you know, because she is a very talkative child. It started to become a pattern, and it started to become a pattern where it was happening on a weekly basis. And then finally, I reached out to the teacher and the principal, and I specifically asked to meet with them both so it wouldn't be the teacher's word against mine. So in that we did meet, and I asked specifically, like, what is the issue? Is she disrupting the class? Is she being a bully? I said, the talking part, I'm pretty sure she does talk. I said, she's a talkative kid. And her response to me was, well, I'm trying to teach her to raise her hand and she just blurts out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I get that part. She literally just entered into kindergarten. And I said, okay, other than that, what else is it? I said, is she, you know, getting up out of her seat when she's not supposed to? No. And then she gets really fidgety. She said, she just moves around all the time her seat and it just drives me crazy. I said, okay, still I'm looking for what actual I said, so let me ask you this. And this, I asked her principal this. I said, so is there a certain guideline that you all follow to determine what color to give the child for their behaviors. That is, she said, well, it's ultimately up to the teacher. So that's when I definitely inquired about trying to get her into the local private school we had.
What were the obstacles that prevented you from just putting her in a private school? I know you were a single mom at the time, a working mom too.
Yeah, money was definitely an issue. I was trying to finish up my bachelor's degree at the time, and I was only really working part-time. And of course, you know, I was even living in low-income housing at the time. So money was definitely an issue. You know, of course, I inquired about the tuition. Of course, the tuition was a little over, I think at the time, $5,000, close to $6,000. And I called up to the school and spoke with the secretary, and she actually suggested the scholarship. And I've seen the banner. They have the banner actually hanging even to this day. They have the banner hanging on the fence outside of the school, but I just never thought of it. And she mentioned it to me and asked me to, and encouraged me to apply for it. And with that being said, I did. I applied for it in hopes that, you know, come first grade year, my daughter would be able to get a better education.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what it meant for you for Cameron to get awarded a scholarship. How did you find out, and how did you and your family react when you found out she had been awarded the scholarship?
So at the time, I was doing my internship at the Senior Citizens Center in Gulf County, in Port St. Joe. And my grandmother would attend there on a daily basis, just as an active, like a daily activity. We used to tease her about, say, hey, you going to school today? You know, because they did like arts and crafts and music and things like that. So at the time, she was still alive. We just lost my grandmother this past February. At the time, she was still alive, and she was attending the senior center. And I happened to be there. I would get there, of course, before she did, because I was part of the staff. And I would take my personal laptop with me to the senior center, because I would, you know, help create documents and things like that. And checking my emails, and I open up, and, you know, here comes the email from Step Up for Students with the award letter, basically letting me know that she had been awarded the scholarship and will be able to go on to the first grade when the school year starts. So it just so happened, shortly after I opened that email, my grandmother comes strolling in with her walker into the senior center. And I was like, hey, mom, guess what? It's like Cameron got the scholarship. And she broke down and cried. Sorry.
Well, that must have been a great day for you all. I can only imagine, to find out that her future was about to change.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Tell me about her new school, what it was like there, and how did her experience start to change?
So she started attending school at Faith Christian in Port St. Joe, Florida. And they had smaller classroom sizes, of course. The one thing I had to appreciate in having a conversation with her teacher, you know, telling her just kind of what's been transpiring. Of course, when she was first diagnosed with ADHD, they would not give her medication because of her age. And then by the time she turned 6, we were able to place her on medication, which they put on a very light dose. And, you know, even with her first grade teacher, she noticed things, and, you know, she would tell me, hey, mom, she's kind of fidgety. So what I started doing, she said she would walk up to Cameron and whisper in her ear and tell her to step outside the classroom and do like 5 jumping jacks, just to get that, the impulsivity and the anxiousness out of her. And from what she explained to me, it seemed to work well. And then in moving on to second grade, her first grade teacher and her second grade teacher, they got together, which they do anyway. They would get together and discuss each one of the students that's going to be transitioning onto the second grade, and, you know, express like their strengths or weaknesses, any concerns with that the parents may have. which made it helpful. So moving on into second grade, her second grade teacher had little stations set up where she had like cardboard boxes, almost made it look like a cubicle. So if it looked like the students were getting distracted, she would send them to one of the desks that she had set up and maybe have them put on earphones just so they can have that concentration. You know, it was just different things that these teachers did to make it easier for her and make her not feel so bad.
Did you see any of that reflected in her behavior reports, in her grades?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was, it was a more of a positive impact. She actually, because when she was in the public school, I noticed when they were addressing her behaviors in a negative way, it was messing with her self-esteem and it would make her cry. And I'm like, you know, it almost made me feel like her teacher was picking on her. Whereas once she did transition over into the private school, the teachers had more patience. And in all fairness, at the public school, I think they had like 22 children in the class. And I think in order for them to have a teacher's assistant, they would have to reach the capacity of 25. And it seemed like they just kept them at a minimum of under 25, so they didn't have to have that TA. So I could imagine her being overwhelmed with 22 students in her class versus where when she transitioned over to the elementary or to the private school, I think maybe she had maybe 10 kids in her class.
So when she came home from her new school, what was her attitude and her demeanor like compared to being at the district school?
She was always excited about school regardless. But it's just a difference in the teachers. She loved her, don't get me wrong, she loved her kindergarten teacher over at the public school. It was just, like I said, I don't think she was trained well enough to deal with a child with ADHD or any other mental health issue. But of course, with her teachers over at the private school, because they had a little more patience with her, you could see a little more glow in her eyes.
Well, that is awesome. So how do you feel now? There's a bill that was just passed. It passed the Senate. It's made its final legislative stop this week. And it expands the school choice opportunities to what the analysis said would be about 61,000 more kids. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I think that's great because I know for me as a parent, I'm so hard. I think the worst struggle my daughter ever gets in is her education because I know she's capable. And I see parents that, for example, I have a coworker, her daughter is struggling in school, and I told her, you know, try to go ahead and apply for the Step Up for Student Scholarship for your daughter. And, you know, she was kind of hesitant. She was like, well, yeah, but, you know, then I would have to take her to school. Well, you're taking her to school anyway, and I have to be to work at a certain time. I said, look, our job has been very accommodating. I think this is the only job that I've had that is so accommodating, especially when you have children. And I told her, you know, you have to take in consideration what's more important, your daughter's education or what you fear about what's going to happen with your job. And I said, we both work for the same agency. We, you know, especially during this pandemic, they have been very flexible with us, with our children. And I just told her, I said, look, I'll sit down with you and help you fill out the scholarship. I mean, if you really want to look into, I said, and the one thing that's good about it, you get to choose the school as long as they accept the scholarship. You don't have to accept, you know, whatever school. I said, you can choose the school. I said, and I feel like that's the biggest blessing in it. You're able to choose the school that your child goes to rather than, oh, okay, well, your child is in this district. Well, what if I live in a neighborhood where the district where the school is poverty stricken, no books, lack of teachers, lack of discipline. So I feel like the Step Up for Student Scholarship is one of the best things happening, and I'm so glad that it's going to be able to accommodate more families.
How's Cameron doing right now? You said she's 9. What grade is she getting ready to go into?
He will be going into 5th grade. She's doing awesome. She is an AB honor roll student. Matter of fact, they just had an award ceremony. She received an award for AB honor roll and for citizenship. She often gets star student for certain courses, especially Bible. She's apparently excellent in Bible. she's very good. I would say her strongest subjects would be reading and language and Bible, which I think are her favorites. She's definitely an avid reader. She loves to read. She loves to write. She loves to make up stories. And she absolutely loves her school.
Well, congratulations to her. Congratulations to you, Mom. Great job. We wish all of you very well as you start the new school year.